Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey. Call the cops.
This level of foolishness and joy.
Losers, in other words.
Hey. Now watch this drive.
Great ass!
Hey. Damn it.
Hey. Shisha.
Sicario.
Bruce fucking Springsteen.
Damn it.
Hey. Yeah, people are gonna die.
Yeah, baby.
Oppenheimer's bleach bottle. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you gotta remember that. You gotta say that.
I forgot.
It's crazy how the movie, that's the last shot of the movie. It kind of zooms in of like, what will happen next?
Yeah.
What's the next bomb going to be? And then it zooms in. Christopher Nolan with his huge IMAX camera pushes in on Oppenheimer's Cillian Murphy. He's real. Didn't have a body double.
Yeah. Right.
His actual.
He does the work.
BBH.
He had to drop one more bomb.
Yeah. That was the after credit scene, if you're wondering where that was.
Now, the truth is, Caroline still hasn't seen old Sloppenheimer.
I haven't. Well, I don't like seeing all that, you know, graphic stuff.
Yeah. Fair enough. Oh, I see. Yeah. I see. Yeah. Not the destruction.
It's too
and
sexual.
Guilt.
Yeah. Yes.
I understand. But for the memes alone, I'll say it again. For the memes alone.
Oh, yeah.
You would appreciate watching it. And I would have such fun sending them all to you.
Oh,
I've got
yeah.
a little catalog of them backed up.
Did you
just
send
ready
the,
to go.
The one where it's a picture of the character from Ants with the...
Yes!
And that's because that's all I can think about the whole movie. Yeah. I was like, once you see it...
Cillian Murphy looks like Woody Allen from Ants.
Yeah. Ooh, not that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
I sent the video in the group chat of all the people that went to see Oppenheimer of a guy farting when the bomb went off in the theater. When the sound
classic.
Cut out and you just hear... Burr.
Classic comedy.
You would love it.
I would love that. I think I would love that even without seeing it. Maybe even more.
Maybe that's an option. Welcome to Good Christian Fun. I'm Kevin.
I'm Caroline.
And we're here to have Good Christian Fun. It's the podcast where we talk about Christian music, movies, entertainment, Christian pop culture.
The Neighbor's Bleach Bottle.
Yeah. I was like, wait, where am I in this? Made for, made by Christians, but we're not here to make fun of you and make you go to church. Episode 292. That's when the wheels finally fall off.
That's right. Yeah.
And I'm like, What are we doing here?
Yeah.
What is this?
We have a crisis.
We need an outline now.
About it. I know. Oh, remember when we did outlines for like 2 months?
That was cute. Remember when we had themes? I was thinking
we
about
did.
That.
Carmania and back in 2019 or 18.
Women's Month.
Did we do Women's Month?
We did.
Wow.
Why do I forget that? That sucks.
Kind of a dark stain on
we
you.
We did Women's Month?
Yeah.
We talked about women.
Wait, is that when we had Rachel Held Evans on?
No, we just talked about like female artists, I think, the whole month. Maybe we did. I don't remember.
I don't know if we listeners.
We 100% did. This is such a weird. Okay, the wheels have fallen off because now I'm remembering things
remembering
from our
I'm
podcast
not, that's
and you're not.
Bad.
That's wrong.
That's very bad.
This is really wrong. You may not know this, but like something is happening. Did we Freaky Friday?
Oh, God, I hope not.
I'm Jamie. I call Jamie.
The implications of what happens when I get home after this podcast. Knock, knock, knock. Nathan, I'm home. Oh, I don't want to think about it.
You'd have to kiss Scampi all day long.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Scampi's my cat.
Listen, we're not here to make fun of you. Make you go to church. We're just here to have... See? It's bad. It's bad tonight for whatever reason. We're just here to have fun. And it's about to be really good because we're doing the hunt for the worst Christian song of all time. Rap edition.
Ooh, yeah.
Different genres of
rap. Question mark edition.
But to do that, we need... Oops, we see.
Jesus Christ. Are you good? Do you do you need to eat something?
No, I ate so
much. Did you sleep last night?
Yeah, that was okay. Actually, sleep last night was a little tough.
All right.
We need the help of a very special guest. Oh, my God. Friends and folks, after a five-year ban, we've lifted it. He's back on the podcast. Writer, comedian, actor from his own podcast, Maximum Film. Give it up for Iffy Wadaway.
I'm back.
He's back.
I'm back.
I'm back.
Oh. I said I'm back.
He's back.
Wow. Oh, I Dexter. Said I'm back. Dexter singing along with you. That's what he's
We're
doing.
I'm back.
If he saved this podcast,
never would have made it. Never would have made it without you.
You seen that TikTok of the gospel guy going like, and he's just like riffing and going.
Or
off.
Did you see the one where it was the song? The encores kept coming, and it was like a broomstick used as a head, and it was the hair.
Yes. I remember that. Or the gospel meme I remember is like me looking at my friend at a party an hour in. Are you ready to go? Are you ready to go? I'm ready to go. Are you ready to go?
Well, I still use, if I have information,
just any.
Yeah, any information I need to send to either of my group chats, and it's way too early. I use that TD Jakes. Wake up! Wake up!
Oh, yeah.
Wake up! Out of your sleep! Wake up! It's so good, and it's
funny.
I sent it to the big team guys every day when I was like in Europe, because it was always
way so early.
Yeah, so when I would wake up! Out of your sleep!
Oh, we have a good Kirk Franklin TikTok.
I sent
it to Kevin. I'm assuming Kevin, you're the keeper of whatever I have sent you.
Oh, that's one, true.
Guys watching him from the crowd.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a good segue into this episode, because I feel like Kirk Franklin was like the first of our generation to be like the cool Christian. And I feel like it worked for a while, and then he jumped the shark as a whole human being.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like there was.
Wait, you're saying he jumped the shark as a human being when he guested on our podcast 2 years ago?
Wait, he did?
Yeah.
Kirk, forgive me.
Call your PR team.
Forgive me.
Deal with this.
He's too cool.
When was the change, though? When did he start to get?
I feel like it was like Stomp was fever pitch. Everyone was on it. We were stomping at school dances. We were going from Lil Jon to Kirk Franklin.
And then
I feel like, you know, he still rode the wave. And then I really liked when that guy said something weird about his kids, and he was like, I will use God's power to protect my children with these weapons I own. And I was like, that's rad. And then I think recently I forgot he was like a picture of him. I was like, you too cool, Kirk. You too cool.
He's got those big veneers.
What, his drip?
Yeah.
Is it the way he's styled
too drippy
now?
Okay. Too drippy.
Too drippy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, when he comes back for round two,
delete this episode. When he comes back for round two, just go ahead and take this episode down.
He's gonna use the tools God gave him.
I think that's the best Zoom interview we've ever done.
Oh, it was over Zoom.
It was over Zoom. He did it the same day as his NPR Tiny Desk concert.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh, he deserves a Tiny Desk.
And he brought so much energy. He could have clocked out.
You know?
Like he could have done nothing.
Oh, and he was hoarse, and it was a long day.
Really?
He did Texas time at night. So, you know, that being said, he's got some stuff to answer for.
Yeah, we told him he wasn't cool anymore.
Yeah. And we're going to get into all his porn stuff next time. And be like, yeah, porn addiction is bad, but just for like the sake of accountability, like what genres were you addicted
to? Yeah,
I got to
know
what
you
send the links just so we can block them on your computer.
You know? Yeah. What are we doing?
Let's get Kirk on Triple X Church or whatever that service is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There is a service.
Covenant Eyes.
This is real. There's a program you can get on where if you sign up as accountability partners with someone, when they look at porn, when they use porn, as Christians say, it'll send you an alert, and it'll send you what it was. It'll send you the link. It won't show you the image or the video, but it's essentially like a record. It's like on Spotify when it's like, hey, if he's listening to Kirk Franklin today.
But also, it's like, isn't that tempting for the other person to be like, dang,
yes,
if this broke iffy, I gotta see.
I know, exactly.
I gotta see what it's talking
we
about.
We just prayed yesterday. Yeah. I gotta know.
Yeah, he seems so good.
He's got a will of steel.
I love the relay, too. So it's like, you're good friend. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's so interesting.
Well, you gotta stay accountable.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
So if you...
Kirk,
if,
I'll do it. I'll do it with you, my man.
You'll be Kirk's accountability partner?
Yeah, my... Like, that yeah. I would
I got
ruin
him.
My accountability partner.
You'd I'm ruin his bangers. Email.
Yeah. It's just like, if you have 1,000 emails.
I can't think of a way for like a men's accountability group to implode more than Iffy infiltrating it.
Well, it's so
1,000 emails is killing me. He can never find his emails again. It's just buried link after link.
I got fired from my job.
I need to find my Delta check-in email.
I'm going to miss my flight. But Kirk is
my
on
job
one tonight.
Can't get in touch with me.
Yeah, sorry. I just
it's buried.
Yeah.
This is
so funny.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Gracious,
but it works.
But for those you know struggling with their porn addiction, we are praying for you out there. You have allies.
Sending you lotion.
We're sending you lotion. We're sending you a prayer basket of lotion and tissues and whatnot.
I'll send you that Adam Conover video where he says it's not real and he explains it better than me. But you know,
he says that porn addiction isn't real.
Adam Conover already explained it.
Yeah,
so don't worry about it. Anymore.
Yeah.
Well, he probably ruined it.
Yeah, he probably ruined it. He ruined porn addiction.
Wait,
he said what?
Did he start explaining it by like you know? Take me for example. My hair has a permanent boner.
It's boned up. It's you know I wanted to reference it and then I was like I don't remember it at all. I just was like this doesn't apply to me. This was a train I was never planning on stopping, so I don't need
it's
this reinforcement.
It smoothly fitted with everything that was going on in your brain. You're like, got it, damn.
Yeah, sure.
Sex and love addiction. That's the real one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I think
love is love, man.
Yeah.
Caroline's the hippie tonight.
I am.
I know you got the big tiger shirt too.
Yeah,
so that's
right.
Really,
this is for sexuality.
Feeling laid
between me and my husband.
Well, if you've seen yet,
our husband now giving a freaky Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll tell you what he likes.
What if he says do that thing you like, and I'm like, okay.
I know we need to have a meeting.
I do like razzle dazzle.
Now
him.
This is parent trap.
We are striking from the AMPTP. We can't be giving these goods out.
Oh, that's true.
Hold on. What's the razzle dazzle? Is that your signature move?
Kind of.
Men and ladies, it works.
Well, see, can I be vulnerable and say something I've done before as a bit?
Of course.
As a bit?
Yes, as a bit.
Okay. Right.
But just like, you know, and it never lasts too long.
Mm-hmm.
But I have. I think.
Well,
I'm
we know it never lasts too long.
Okay. I'm feeling empowered because if he's here. I will, you know, dim the lights. It's getting romantic. And I will throw on my shot from Hamilton on the soundtrack and like proceed. Like it'll be like for 10 seconds. It'll be like. And they're like, oh.
Like, wait a second.
Look, I love it. I'm like, keep it playing.
You're like, loop it.
Yeah. Time it out.
Yeah, we gotta. That's amazing. Yeah, no, I might steal that and I'll text you after.
It actually worked. Over.
But the post credit scene of y'all's Freaky Friday movie is after y'all are you know back in your regular bodies, you know you're about to go to sleep and your husband's like. Do that new thing you did.
And you're like, oh no.
Yeah, you got it. Let me go to the bathroom. Beep, beep, beep. Kevin.
I need your help.
Send me a video of the Rats of Dazzle moves now.
That is just funny to me. It's just imagine, I got to go to the bathroom.
I'll be right back.
I'll be right back.
Tick,
let me freshen up.
Oh.
I'm on speakerphone. He hears my voice loudly echoing off the tile.
5, 6, 7, 8.
That's funny. Oh my god. Well, Iffy, how have our lives changed in the last half a decade since you've been on this show? It's been so long. I was listening to your episode today.
Oh really?
In preparation of you coming back. Caroline, we sound so young.
No, don't tell me that. Yeah.
We
it's
sound
only been 5 years.
I think I'm talking about you, your voice actually sounds pretty consistent. Oh, mine's like, hi, Yiffy. Thanks for coming out the show.
Yeah,
not like it is now.
I'm probably like
right?
Miley Cyrus now. Like, yeah, that was that foot.
Yeah, that was just a journey. Yeah.
We,
really
we recorded before pre beard Kevin, I think.
Oh, yeah. It was 2018. So
that,
it was
that
5 years.
Beard changed your whole swag.
Kevin.
Okay. I mean, not wrong. But
yeah.
That but yes, that changed the vibe. There's a vibe shift.
Yeah.
We all know that.
Huge vibe shift with the beard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we were on such a different zone in such a different place.
Yeah.
And it was so much like the pace of the show was very different.
Slow?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a little bit slower. Yeah. It was a little mid. Not like it is now where every joke we lay
we're
is
just,
a golden egg.
Yeah. And exactly. We're just on top of it, mm-hmm. laying more eggs
getting
nonstop.
Faster.
Yeah.
Egg
yeah.
City over here.
Yeah, egg factory. We do this for 12 yeah. minutes. There's so many eggs. It's like
so many.
Like a diner at
it's
breakfast.
Like egg
time.
Slut. That place. Yeah. So anyway, how like has anything happened in the last 5 years that you think might be an interesting update as far as like religious stuff goes, faith stuff goes? Any family members perhaps?
Oh, yeah.
Getting ordained?
Yeah. Cool, cool. Yeah, you led me
Kevin
in.
Kevin doing
you
got a talk
me.
Show.
Yeah. I heard you got a. Yeah. So, let me tell you about
this. Yeah. This Sunday, my mom was ordained as a minister. Sorry, my mom was ordained as a minister. So mm-hmm. shout out.
Shout
you know,
out.
I'm real proud
minister.
Of her. Yeah. Minister her. Shout out.
Herster.
Yeah. Making it.
And you were there supporting her, right?
No. Okay. I did sign her Bible. You know, I signed. I
you
left
signed
a note.
Her Bible?
Joel Osteen style.
She should sign your Bible.
Yeah. No, we all got her a new like monogram Bible and signed it. Yeah. It also reminded me when one time like so there was a period where like. I could have been the guy. Like there was a period where
at church.
Yeah, I feel like if you ever grew up in church and also do stand up and or is a lawyer, there was a side quest in which you would have become a minister if they got you soon enough.
They wanted you.
Yeah, because it's a lot of people who were thinking about going in the law or has been in law also end up as stand ups because I think you're someone who likes to stand in front of people and make points and which is the most oversimplification of law
what is
and
stand-up?
Preaching
and comedy and preaching
and
making
but
points
standing up making points
yeah
can't
yeah
sit.
Perfect example of comedy but oversimplification of ministry and and being a lawyer but so because I was like I want a Bible mom I want to be locked in mm-hmm. and my mom like one Christmas later gets me a Bible and I remember being so mad because I was over it by then and so she gave it see I was like it was like a box that you know back then looked like a video game style box and it was hefty and I opened it and it was a Bible and she was like yeah because you know you said you wanted your own Bible and I was like yeah
the Xbox Zero BC
and then I took it to my dad's house and I couldn't use it there because I was going to Catholic church at my dad's house and then Baptist at my mom's and Baptist they use I was going to say Times New Roman the King James version and then the Catholic version uses like
the Catholic
Times
Bible.
New Rose time yeah
I like Times the, Roman time, yeah.
The Bible translations are just fonts like my mom loved Comic Sans Bible
look the Calibri Bible
kind of what it was like the Calibri
Helvetica Bible.
But yeah
so you were like this is too late you know
yeah
the
too
time
late
has passed for
yeah
me.
If we would have driven the lighthouse as soon as she said that and got me one, I'd probably
be a different man.
Yeah, I would have been on the Kirk Franklin episode.
Wow. So did you not go to your mom's ordination because you're like that should have been me?
No, I didn't go because it was like Sunday and I had like I've been writing on this video game and I've been writing these deadlines and then also my aunts were like it's gonna be like three services. Go.
Well, they just keep doing it over and over again.
Well, because you have the morning service, then there's the Bible study, morning service, and then the 3:30 service was going to be the ordination service at the end of the 3:30 service. And that used to really grind my gears as a kid because you're like, okay, I made it through the morning service. Like, oh, this Sunday we have a 3:30 service. I'm like, why?
And you had to go to the 3:30 one, and it was like a different thing.
It was like a bonus, usually like a guest preacher from another church or the our preacher was guesting in another church, so we would go support. I'm like,
jeez,
what is this bringer comic energy where it's like, like, sorry, if five of your congregation doesn't show up, you don't get to go up and preach.
This sucks.
You don't get to go.
Well, also, who's going to Bible study before church service? Like, what kind of nerd?
And then there was still
nerd
Wednesday Bible study.
Come
so it was
on.
Like, actually,
some
I
some people
misspoke.
I think were just trying to fill time.
Sunday school. It was Sunday school. And then it would be an adult
That's right.
Sunday school with the kids Sunday school. Jeez. And once I graduated to adult Sunday school, I was like, this isn't fun anymore.
This is excessive.
This is bad. I was in the choir for a bit, and that's when it was fun. You know, my father is rich in houses and land. He holds all the power of the world in his hand. Rubies and diamonds, silver and gold. Just tell him I'm a child of God. If anybody asks you who I am, who I am, who I am. If anybody asks you who I am, just tell them I'm a child of God.
Yeah, so I did that.
And that was the one. And I was also in the choir for at the Catholic church, but that was a different vibe. They wanted my tenor, you know? Mm-hmm. I forget the songs I did there.
Give us some Latin.
Yeah, yeah. Some downhill. Oh.
That's not tenor.
Oh,
that's tenor.
Oh, repent, repent for the Lord. Repent and pay, repent and pay. Catholicism. You know, it was very, like, Gothic.
Was the Catholic Church also trying to recruit you to be the top dog?
Yeah, I was getting drafted.
Everybody wanted a piece,
except for when I was dating a Mormon, went to her church. They did not want a piece of me.
And I wonder
Provo,
why.
Utah.
Why
did
that?
Not want a piece.
What's
why?
That all about?
They're like, we'd like it
They're
if
so
you
welcoming.
Left.
Damn.
Get
we'd
out.
Invite
They're
you
like,
to
marry
go.
Everyone except him. Don't
oh,
you
man.
Dare. Oh yeah, that's another side quest. I almost got because I was that.
Wait,
was,
tell us about that.
Oh, so she went to my high school and ended up moving back to Utah, and so I we reconnected on Facebook and
after
she,
high school or during
after high school because okay. It was wild because I was like, oh yeah, whatever happened to Rachel, okay, cool. And we're like talking and flirting, and it was like, okay, it was like, maybe we can go out to eat or something. She's like, yeah, but I'm in Utah. And I'm like, what? You're in Utah? So I was like, and I was working for the county at the time, so like it's funny when I think back, I was like, oh, I had like a good paycheck. How was I wasting money? Oh, going flying to Utah monthly. Flying to
monthly.
Provo. Yeah, Provo, Utah. One time I drove to Provo, Utah, and I stayed. I was supposed to drive back Sunday because I had a test Monday, and I stayed late at drove overnight straight to Long Beach City College, took the test, and was like, whew, can't believe I pulled that off, failed the test. yeah, did
like,
not pull
you
it
old
off.
Doug, you yeah. did it again. Like, gotta take this whole class one more time.
Looking yeah. in the mirror.
Oh,
everything's coming yeah. up.
Wow.
Yeah, failed it. But
you were into this Mormon girl.
Oh, yeah.
You were going across state lines.
It was yeah. I was going and not having sex, you know, not. And that was a big
well,
moment
there's always
for me.
Soaking, you know.
Yeah. none of that, because also I was like, I want to prove, because she kind of spoke with her like bishop about it. And he kind of was like, hey, well, you know, you could only go so far with this relationship since he's not Mormon. And I was like, he don't know if I want to convert. I didn't. He don't know.
Yeah,
he don't
he's
know.
Like,
I could
you.
Convert. Maybe down there. And then she was like, well, I'm not, like, I don't think want my partner to convert. I want to marry who I love. So that's not that important. Just focus
Ooh,
on that.
So she was
brave. I was
brave.
Almost going to move to Utah because they, you know, it's the UVU, University of Utah, one of the ones. But it's like, you sign up like a JUCO, but it is like a 4-year. And you so like, and I was like, oh, great, I'm in JUCO now, and I can just go there, do the 4-year, yada, yada, yada. And so while I was fixing to get my my brain right to make that jump, it fell apart, and we broke up because she lived in Utah.
Because you said, hey, I got you a coffee. And then she broke up with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because yeah. she can't have that.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was. Yeah, that was
you were always trying to get her yeah. coffee.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and I'm.
Stop pressuring me.
I'm a coffee nut. So that is very funny. But I was like very before. But I do remember one time we went to go see. A rated R movie. It was a Gerard Butler rated R, because you know they can't watch rated R movies.
Oh.
So, oh yeah, you can't watch rated R movies.
Do you remember the movie?
It was the Gerard Butler one where he's like,
where his heart's on his crotch.
Is Gerard Butler and Jamie Foxx? And he's in prison, and Jamie Foxx is like,
is that Olympus Has Fallen?
No, it's the other one they did. It was right before that one.
Olympus in prison.
A law-abiding citizen.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, wow. It was law-abiding
was it
citizen.
Was an action movie?
Yeah, it was an action movie, and it was this guy who, Gerard Butler's family gets killed, and the cops don't really do anything, so he goes to jail so that he can, like, you know,
get
the guys and stuff. You know, classic action movie. But we watched it, and I remember the theater being so empty, and, like, even when we were going in, like, people were looking at us like, huh? So
you're like,
yeah, yeah. You know you're not supposed to be doing that.
He must be from Long Beach.
My last Provo fact that I truly appreciate is they had this restaurant called Chatters, which was just basically bootleg In-N-Out. And they had it, and they're like, yeah, it's bootleg In-N-Out because, you know, In-N-Out at the time was only in California. So and that was their big thing is In-N-Out doesn't leave California, which is why everyone says it's bad because they're haters who can't have it.
Exactly.
And... they
enjoy your water burger.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, which they nasty. Have In-N-Out now. They have an In-N-Out in Dallas.
But they went and so In-N-Out sued them, and the whole standing of their case was like, well, you don't leave California, so we're not infringing on any, you know,
like
potential
business opportunity.
Yeah. So they sued them and then made an In-N-Out out there. Yeah. It was wild. And they've like flew out all the California employees to train people in Utah. It was a real big deal. And the line was wild.
That's kind of a coup too, because In-N-Out famously Christian.
Oh yeah.
So Mormon, but
which is
but
why
you know,
Caroline worked there for so long.
That's right.
She Wait, did work,
really?
I
you
did
were
work
In-N-Out?
There. Yeah, so I worked there for 5 years.
Oh, so did you grow up out here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, what part?
I was in Lake Elsinore, which
I know Lake Elsinore.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I used to, because my dad, he moved, after we were living in Downey, he moved to Lake Elsinore. And me and my dad always pumped heads because he's type A and you've met me. and so he would always just, we would just, could not be, but I moved out there and started going to that Lake Elsinore community college right when I was working at DHL.
God.
And I just could not fit in because everybody only cared about dirt bikes and skydiving.
I love dirt biking there. It is that thing.
But I'm
dirt
doing I'm doing a thing where I'm the character is from Lake Elsinore. And also, if you don't know, Allie Beardsley from Lake Elsinore too.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're from Lake Elsinore. Yeah.
I mean, it's not a remarkable place. I don't think you should spend time there if you have the choice, but
yeah, you should go down to Hemet instead.
Yeah,
way more exciting.
Yeah.
You gotta get out
to
that Chatters.
That's so crazy. Does your dad still live in Lake Elsinore?
No, he's in Corona now. He moved a little closer.
He leveled up.
But he but because of that, my first when I turned 21, my first casino was Pechanga.
Pechanga. Pechanga's awesome.
I want to connect on this, but
yeah, sorry, you gotta come out to the desert with us.
I mean, yeah, Pechanga is weird, but the thing is, Pechanga would get these huge headliners to
come
out there. Like, I don't know what they were paying these people.
Well, even like
who? Who was the most
surprised? Regan would come to Pechanga, which I was like shocked. Yeah.
Well, you know, Yamava is on the same train because they're getting Nas and Wu-Tang Clan. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's got to be good money.
Yeah.
Pechanga it pays cash. To play. Yeah. Stay out of Lake Elsinore, folks.
These are casinos.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That jingle wasn't from them. That was from Casino Morongo.
Okay.
Casino Morongo.
And pays to play.
Yeah.
I've never seen a casino show, and I think it's time. I think it's time I go out to either Vegas or somewhere in
Southern California. Oh, you've never been to a casino?
No, I've been in a casino. But seen
a
show.
Yeah,
at a casino.
Like a casino show.
Well, Vegas will have more fun options because we can go see Usher, which I do want to see.
Ooh,
or Adele.
But I haven't, but I wouldn't be against like a Pechanga or Yamava, like low key. Because, this is a wild, it just hit me. This, my favorite, like, out of nowhere casino story I got is, like Carl and Lamar from The Big Team and Gossip Kings were in
Carl Tart and Lamar Woods we both had on the show.
We're in Palm Springs and they went to one of the casinos out there and apparently they got there just after Drake was there. And so like everyone kept being like, Drake was just here.
And
it was like being at like, you know, like ground zero of like a huge event because everyone was so excited and they just totally missed it.
They just showed up
so they spent the rest of the night watching his stories to try and figure out if they can see the next
casino.
They can
track him down.
Yeah, trying to track down Drake.
It's like an episode of Atlanta.
Yeah. In the air.
We got it.
It's so funny. Oh, wait, had he performed there or he just was walking through
the casino?
I think
he was just at the casino.
That's insane.
And he just felt to freely walk around since it was like a random casino in Palm Springs. So
that's probably the most fun he's had in years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Being no one
still
knew
chasing
I am.
High. After
I was playing craps.
Wow. Like
with a couple of grannies.
Yeah. Well, there's an inn out there in Lake Elsinore and that's where
ooh.
I worked.
Oh, you worked in the Lake Elsinore now?
Star 54.
How was that? That feels terrible.
It was fine. It was fine for the most part. Yeah, I guess you're thinking like crazy people would come.
Well, I'm just thinking about the worst people, period. I don't like sanity aside, Lake Elsinore has interesting individuals. I think it's a lot of like dope retired people, a lot of very hopeful commuters, and just some of the
oh god,
like the infantry of
skidding.
Yeah, the infantry of metal militia.
We're the
all out there.
Energy boys were out and about. They did come through with gigantic trucks.
They will always come with their huge trucks, and you're always like, I'm not sure if this person's racist or not.
Oh, they were for sure. Like that was not safe. Yeah, that was not safe for your dad.
Yeah. It was so wild.
Yeah, it was very like white supremacist borderline core.
Truly
like,
nuts.
And that was the thing too, is when I like went to college and like got out of Lake Elsinore, to me bros were those guys, like like motocross, Monster Energy, Metal Militia, would go to the river every weekend. Like river people. Mm-hmm. And then I don't stand by this term, but there was like the bro hoes.
Yeah.
And they were also wearing those and like the Dickie shorts and like that. And like that's what I understood bros to be. And then I got out and everyone was like, no, bros are like frat guys and they play lacrosse or whatever. And I was
both are equally as dangerous to women.
Yeah, exactly.
you're too much of a desert person. Like
desert life's different. You know, you see
desert
that Fox motor.
Well.
Yeah. You see, you got them dirt bikes. Boy,
stay
away.
But you do wonder what that kind of person would listen to for music. Like, perhaps, would they listen to
great
some
segue.
Christian
Insane Clown Posse
rap music? Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with more good Christian fun.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow. Well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome back to Good Christian Fun. It's time for the hunt for the worst Christian song of all time.
The worst!
Last guest we had on, she said, did someone write that song for your show? Or something like that. It was Haley who said something along those lines.
That couldn't exist.
This is a hunt for the worst Christian song of all time, rap edition. We're taking two different genres of rap from two very different kinds of artists. By the way, when I was digging for something else for this, Caroline, I found Toby Mac put out a new album last year.
Oh.
Because of course he did. It's called Life After Death, and I assume a lot of it is about his son who tragically passed away. But on the album, there's a song called Space with features by Kevin and Michael. There was a little DC talk reunion.
There was?
And no one told us about it.
What the fuck?
I know.
The boys got back together?
And it's called Space, which is so
Space.
Funny.
That is not a song I'd expect on a Christian rap album.
No, I'm not going to play too much of it. But
you got to play Space.
No, save it. We need to do a whole singles ministry of it.
Yeah, so yeah, very
guys.
Very pressing for us.
That's
Space
huge.
Between us.
They did it for Toby.
They did it for old T-Mac. But we're not talking about them today. We're talking about an artist called Emmanuel de Prophet and his song Holy Steppin', which we're going to listen to right now in
Thank
the room.
For the change was
all one
you're
minute
kind.
And
you're
15
generous.
Seconds of it.
Lord, take the blindfold off my eyes. I can see now. It's the last days. You don't want change. I can't see how. Balling out for Christ. I got a soul. He caught a rebound. When the Holy Spirit hits your body, you gonna speak out. Body throw a sign on my head. Demons keep out. Ain't no time to play. They out here lost. I gotta reach out. God doing some real things here. I ain't gotta see clout. Can't be out here disobeying God. He give out beat downs. Lord, save me from some situations. I can't keep count. So he used me as a demonstration. You can be bound. When you in my presence, ain't no faking. I can see clowns. I can tell you when the spirit talking, hit me deep down. God took me right up out my sins. I can't go back. Holy stepping, gaining real knowledge. You can soak that. Thank God he gave me good light and brought hope back. Big stepping on the devil's head, got my toe fat. They said I grew up in the church, I should have knew better. But God had to write my story. This a new letter. Yeah, I got popped up in the leg, was on a newsletter. Thank God
he's plugging his Substack.
Woke up and said a good prayer before I changed my clothes. Thank God for breathing good air, cause he made me whole. Remember doing bad, but now I'm good, cause he saved my soul. Came a long way from in the hood, I had to end that note. Cause all these killings in the streets, no, it ain't no game. Listen to me, if you want some peace, you better make that change. And I done went through the storm, but I thank my pain. Thank God he wrapped his good arms right around my brain. Talk about some blessings of the Lord, I done seen many. I was down, he blessed me with some bread like I feed pigeons. By the good grace, he washed my sins like clean linen. I be stepping for the good kingdom, cause his team winning. Yeah, you know he saved my life. You know I gotta leave out with a prayer before I end my night. I hope you really listen to what I'm saying, cause it'll save your life. The world full of sin ain't no plan and it ain't nothing nice. The Lord gave me good direction, had to listen to him. Literally put down my weapons, had to give it to him. Literally changed my whole life to asking how I do it. And now I'm big holy stepping like it ain't nothing to it.
All right.
Okay. Wow. So I need to give the whole context with this.
Give the whole context.
Is this your selection?
This is my selection.
Okay, I was like,
you're asking about
this.
Songs.
Okay, yeah.
Wait, what do you mean? You don't think I can find something like this?
And,
I found like, Space.
Explain it.
And, you know, I want you to, so just to give you an idea of the playlist that this song was on, I want you to look up T Grizzly, T-E-E. Grizzly like the bear, and play Everything.
Okay.
And this is imagine this song coming on after this. There is profanity for the listeners. Just
hey, thanks for the warning.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so this is the song that follows what we just heard.
Proceeds.
Oh, proceeds, excuse me. To get from A to B. I did shit they can't believe, that's why they hate on me. Really from the streets, made a way to eat, bitch, make way for me. I don't give a fuck what y'all be doing, just don't play with me. Last thing on my mind is these pussy boys. Last thing you will see me chasing is some pussy boy. In the club, in the back, 30 in my hoodie boy. This bitch on, this bitch a fully boy. Okay,
so
jacking off my pockets just to make this money come.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so this is, wow. So that was the like, I do a lot of the Spotify radio, where if you like a song and you go to the radio.
Create a radio.
Yeah, you create a radio, and it's all similar songs.
Right.
And T. Grizzly is great for the gym. He's very, you know, and it is that, that is like Detroit rap, a lot of like Detroit, a little bit of Memphis kind of rap. Trap style with a lot of you know getting money, some light murder, all of that
light murder.
And so, you know, I'm listening to that song, it switches over, and then the song we just heard plays,
right?
And I'm bopping along, I'm like, yeah, this is going, I'm lifting my weights, I'm going. And then eventually I'm like, hold on,
wait a second,
this is, hold on, what is he saying?
Put down the weapon.
Yeah.
What is, huh?
He said he said he stepped on the devil's head.
He said he can see clowns?
Yeah, yeah. And that's when I was like, oh, this is a Christian rapper who not only made it onto the playlist, but genuinely, I could not tell the difference. And the argument that I'm making,
ooh,
is that this is good.
Whoa.
Okay, that's interesting.
This is good.
I would say he's maybe not in T. Grizzly's league. I know maybe he is in the Spotify league.
Yeah.
I find that T. Grizzly was, you know, working with the rhythm.
Well, these are different styles.
Me and the beat were friends, you know?
Well, you got to leave room for Jesus between the ones.
That's interesting.
That was so stupid.
And that's a good reframe of like, anytime we've listened to really any artist on this show, where it's like, oh, the rhythm is getting away from them a little bit. It's like, they are leaving room for the Holy Spirit. Exactly. And we're not allowing for that grace.
When I clap off beat, that's for the same reason.
Yeah, exactly.
I want the Holy Spirit to get first.
Three.
One. Three.
Also, I think it's real hard for Christian rap to work because there are so many syllable in Bible words. Like, there's
big,
so many heavy. Like, how are you going to rhyme with Methuselah? You know?
Transubstantiation.
Yeah.
It's my nation.
Take me all the way back.
I don't know. I took
Jerusalem.
A pretty good job of it.
Methuselah.
Beelzebub. Don't give me a chub.
Yeah.
Which is about some
got a bunch of Pontus Pyrus in my.
Whoa! Record this, you guys. This is good.
Damn, save it for the next episode. Gracious. So yeah, this is about holy stepping. The song, it's sort of you know, maybe it's like some music where it's like they're inventing a new dance.
Yeah, holy stepping, and then you know, if you didn't take the time to look it up in the picture, it's him in his like thug outfit,
oh,
and
that's
then right next to him it's his church outfit, so you know he's turned his
it's like me before coffee, but also, me after coffee.
Yeah, but also I think respectfully, bro, you could have found a way better fit. Like, you there are great church fits.
It's the photo too. It's the photo. It's like he's leaning back on a wall and like toes out,
taking on a Sony CyberShot camera from 2004.
Definitely
digital camera vibes.
Stopped an elder from bringing out the food. Like, Elder Samuelson, snap this pic for me real quick.
Get a picture of the new me. And he's like, are you sure? This is it?
I don't know.
Do you want to give it a couple more evolutions?
I have a few notes.
You
want to
try
no.
another Sunday?
I'm ready.
This is the best one.
Balling out for Christ, I got a soul. He caught a rebound.
You know.
When the Holy Spirit hit your body, you're going to speak out. About to throw a sign on my head. Demons keep out. Caroline, you can relate to that.
Amen. Okay, we are friends.
Which is like, I guess, a hat. He puts on a hat that says demons keep out.
Yeah, he basically, you know, treats demons like a nerdy brother in a 90s sitcom.
No way.
Demons keep out.
But, you know, there's a lot of attitudes. Big stepping on the devil's head. Got my toe fat.
Yeah.
Which is like Beelzebub, don't give me a job. They said I grew up in the church, I should have known better. God had to write my story, this new letter.
You found lyrics?
God popped up in the leg, was on the newsletter. He did plug his newsletter.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he saying he got shot in the leg?
Yeah, I think he got shot in the leg. Wow. And I mean, it's great because I don't know if that shows great, you know, reflection or poor dedication, because 50 Cent got shot way more times and still chose crime.
Yeah, exactly.
He did not become a Christian rapper.
Not the brag you think it is.
Yeah. He got shot in the leg once. He's like,
integrity.
Yeah. He had perseverance.
Yeah, yeah. He got shot under his knee and was like, all right, it's back to church for me.
This he's crime like, life. Forget about it.
Not for me. I got to go back to the
I
church.
I got to do my 4-song album.
Yeah.
I was down. He blessed me with some bread like I feed pigeons. By the good grace, he washed my sins like clean linen.
Like beautiful clean imagery.
Linen.
Yeah.
I be 7 for the good kingdom because this team winning me on Twitter 10 years ago. By the way, Caroline, you can always find the lyrics on Spotify if you hit the microphone icon. If you're on the desktop, you hit the microphone icon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, it
but
wasn't
if you
on my
open
burn.
If you open the album picture and then you scroll down, they usually have the lyrics
yeah,
too.
Right there.
Okay, I'm supposed to have some kind of degree in computer science to get these lyrics.
It's right. Just it's tap the bottom
okay,
of your screen.
Look at this.
Oh.
Where?
Oh, you're right. It's not
Tappeth where? Wait, you guys are getting lyrics on yours?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
are
look
you
at this.
On, yeah, are you on Spotify?
Yeah.
She is. Am I on some kind of beta Spotify?
It's a beta cuck Spotify.
Got loser 0.0 Spotify.
Yeah, yeah. They really
that's
did.
So weird. Yeah, because normally I like click the little yeah. lyric thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
I'm going to see. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Thank you.
I'm going to.
Yeah, IT on it.
Well, and while you're doing that, maybe. Maybe it would be time to listen to
yeah.
Ooh.
Our second contender.
A huge contender.
This comes to us from KJ52.
Straight out of Colorado Springs. I'm sure.
Now, KJ52, oh no. Oh no. Caroline,
what?
This is not a drill.
What?
Wikipedia is down.
Kevin,
what?
Kevin, Wikipedia. Stay calm. Kevin, keep breathing. Kevin, it will come back.
I'm choking death on accident.
Did you figure it out?
No, I think you're banned.
Damn.
Oh my God.
You know what this is? This is the devil not wanting me to
yeah, yeah.
learn about the good word.
Get ready to make your toe fat.
My toe's going to get so freaking fat.
Okay, this is a song. KJ52, we've talked about him before on the show many, many years ago. He did.
He addressed Eminem.
He did a song called Dear Slim where he spoke to Slim Shady in a direct, you know, sort of
hard
letter. But he's like, you need Christ and I love you and God is good.
Yeah.
And then all of Eminem's fans got really mad at him and he's like, oh, sorry. And he's now a pastor at some church in Florida. But he still makes music. He's 48 years old. He actually put out a new trap song of his own called Babylon Boom.
Oh no.
Yeah.
But we're not listening to that today. We're listening to a song from his 2003.
That's right.
That's our guy.
Are you scared yet?
Well, he looks like he's cosplaying as John Cena when he was doing the rap persona.
Oh, sure.
What is the significance of 5'2"?
Well, if I have Wikipedia open, I'd be able to tell you.
Literally, there's no other way to find out.
Wikipedia's working for me.
I mean, there's a whole song on this album about like, it's 5'2",
like
not 52.
Yes, it is a reference to the biblical story of Jesus feeding the multitude with 5 loaves
yep.
and 2 fish.
5 loaves.
Which is also sung about in his song Push Up from the yearbook and in the KJ52 on It's Pronounced 5'2".
Wikipedia's nice. Back.
Yeah. Kev,
he got rap hip hop recorded
face.
Song of the year?
From like the Devil Awards,
yeah, yeah,
I'm
the,
sure.
Yeah, yeah, the
but
Devil
he
Awards.
Earned it.
Okay. Grammys or something.
The Oscars.
Okay, it was indeed the Devil Awards.
And the Tony goes, it was? Okay, good.
Damn. So
the Dove Awards, they finally included the rap category. We have one guy in it.
Well,
TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx.
Whoa. Don't make that mistake again, Queen.
Well, look.
That would ruin your life if you mix up your affections.
I forgot there's two G's in EGOT. Emmy, Grammy, GMA Dove Award.
That's the EGOT.
EGOT. That's the D at the end.
This is a song from his album 20 years ago. It's pronounced 5-2. This is a song called Cartoon Network. I can't believe we haven't listened to this before.
This beat is already nuts.
It's perfect.
Really a spiritual cousin to another song we talked about on this show. Push them up high now. Now I was just walking through cartoon land when all of a sudden I ran into SpongeBob SquarePants. He was chilling with the Powerpuff Girls and Spider-Man. Driving down Sesame Street with Scooby doing a mini dance. Was rocking to the beat, driving as fast as they can. They almost ran over Ran and Stimpy and He-Man. I yelled at them, but they didn't understand. They said they was heading to a free hip-hop jam. And over in the park, let me catch a ride then. Got in, picked up Boss Simpson, kept driving. Got to the spot and the party was live. At the open mic, Beavis and Butthead was rhyming. I was like, them kids is whack, give me just a trying. I waited patiently till it was just my timing. Told the crowd, make noise, get your hands tying. This is what I said when I grabbed on the mic. I told him, come on. I don't know how much of the song we should listen to, but we should get to the Jesus part at least.
But it does, like, yeah, he really does sound a lot like Eminem, and he uses a lot of Eminem's, like, things. Like,
oh, yeah.
Style.
Yeah, his style.
My name's KJ52. When I came to get down, I got something to say to you. Understand what I mean, even if you're a cartoon. Jesus reigns supreme, that's how my team come through. And then all of a sudden, these wannabe hard dudes from South Park walk up, just talking smack too. And the smirk back them up, I guess they was just a crew. They said, let's battle, fool. I said, check it out, Duke. You're 5 inch tall, plus your crew is all blue. I'll probably step on y'all if I just battle you. They said, that's all you ever say, Duke. Just right then, just the crowd started to boo. Then right off the stage, but I knew just what to do. Told DJ Voltron just on the ones and twos. Man, kick the beat, check it out. This
okay, so far this sounds awesome. Like, this sounds like the day I want to have every Saturday
what
of my life.
What more do you want?
This feels like when I was in high school, I would try and I would try, of course, to rap on my own, mm-hmm. and you would be able to find these like free beats on Kazaa.
Yeah,
and this is exactly this what
is
this
a
beat.
Free
this,
beat on Kazaa.
A free LimeWire beat. It's like
he sped it up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
He fixed it.
Oh my goodness.
He added his spin to it. That I'm dropping all the words of life, and he's the reason why I'm rocking. I could go on all night and just keep on talking. Just right then, the Power Rangers started walking up on the stage. I said, I want to open
so
my
the Power mic. Rangers are the
judge.
And just claim my prize. And, well, out of nowhere, well, this is what happened.
KJ, wake up. KJ, wake up.
And it was all a dream.
Oh my
okay,
God.
Okay, okay,
but he did
okay.
save them in his dream.
Yeah.
Well, also, this is a very similar. So not only does it sound like Eminem, but I forget who has Saturday morning cereal rap. And that's the concept of their song is like they're rapping and they're talking about all the cereal the Saturday
the
morning cartoon characters.
Uh-huh. Oh,
and
okay.
then I think also at the end they get woken up too. So I'm not, you know,
we need to find
I'm
out
not,
the date.
You know,
it's a remake.
No, KJ52 was all original all the time. He was
an
innovator.
From the ground up.
An homage.
Yeah, it was the Z-Trip Breakfast Club. It was MERS and Z-Trip. If you remember Z-Trip, he was the producer. I'm going to look at these. If
you this is the song? Davey
and Goliath yeah. Didn't see me. Always trying to do right, they be hanging out with Dudley. But I watched Righty Rice's rooting for my dog, Mudley. You know what really bugged me? What? The Cobots was whack. Man, they bit the Transformers.
The Transformers are there.
After these messages will be right.
Oh, that's good.
Well, but anyway, yeah. KJ52.
Back to the superior music.
Ah, push him up high.
Push him up high.
Yeah, it seems like that's his thing. He's like, I'm gonna push him up high. Has there been a Migos of Christian rap yet? Because I'm ready.
Not that we've covered. I'm certain there
Jesus!
Is.
Trio. Well, that was DC Talk.
Yeah, DC Talk was the Migos of Christian rap.
It's the best we had.
So this is like a cousin to Cartoons by Chris Rice, the disgraced Chris Rice, that. Where it's like, but
we
if,
can separate the art from the artist, though, and we have cartoons.
To. We have to separate the art yes. from the artist. although, as you might guess, I got a little bone to pick with this song.
Yeah,
these are not strictly cartoons.
Yeah,
right. We're getting live action in here.
Yeah. He was chilling with the Powerpuff Girls, SpongeBob. Okay.
Yeah.
And then driving down to Sesame Street. Already, you've lost me.
You're not there.
Elmo is... I start crying. Elmo is not
is
a cartoon.
Real boy.
Yeah, he's real.
Very real.
You can touch Elmo. You can feel his felt and fur.
I wish you could see that there is an Elmo directly. Well,
he's always
reach.
Conjuring the spirit of comedy for seance. Kevin. Come on. End him. Yeah, there, it's also crossing years. It's crossing age limits for the cartoons. I'm like, KJ, if you're watching Sesame Street, like, yikes. You know, what's going on?
Oh, that's your judgment? Is he shouldn't be watching?
What's
wrong with an adult man watching
Sesame Street?
By the way, Powerpuff Girls was funny.
Oh, yeah.
That show was the original one, not the new ones.
I mean, look, you know, should have came at, you know, if you're going to bring up the Powerpuff Girls, why didn't you come at him?
Yeah.
Like, why don't you preach the Lord to him? Which was this character that was literally the devil in this children's
It's me. Yeah, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that guy? Him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he
Naomi.
Was like an androgynous character. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Naomi started watching Powerpuff Girls, and I've been watching it with her, and it like holds up really well, but also it's really like, there's nothing quite like a 7-year old being like, so this is the Powerpuff Girls, like, don't explain this to me. As I was watching this,
I
well before you were a twinkle in my eye.
Have earth. Known.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, yeah. I always was like, you see how it's in this box and my TV is much wider than it? It's because TVs aren't that big.
That's going to be me with Garfield and Friends when.
Oof.
What? Why oof? What's wrong
yeah,
with
yeah,
that?
Yeah, there was a lot of judgment in that oof.
You
I
know,
guess so. I guess I don't think of that as like the funniest cartoon I've ever
when
seen.
When my hypothetical kid starts talking about Garfield and Friends, I'll be like, don't talk to me about Garfield and Friends.
Yeah.
And we'll
fair
share
enough.
That moment.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me about U.S. Acres and Wade the Duck and Sheldon and all the characters.
Or U.S. history.
Yeah.
I don't know that
yeah,
stuff.
Please don't talk to me about U.S. history. So anyway. TLDR of this song, he goes to a rap battle. He shames the Smurfs. He kind of height shames them.
Yeah.
And color shames them. He says, you're just a bunch of blue dudes. And then wins the battle. And he's like, but it's actually for Christ that I'm doing all this. And he wakes up from the dream. And that's it.
Yeah.
So it's a little story.
Yeah.
It's just a little it is a flavor of Christianity. It's just like, I'm rapping and beating all these hater cartoon characters because of the Lord.
Right.
That's why I'm doing it. And they should save them. And that's, there's not as much theology in this one as there is in Holy Stepping.
Yeah. And I feel like if I heard this come on any playlist I listened to ever, I would immediately skip. Holy Stepping tricks you, lulls you, makes you think it's a regular trap song.
Uh-huh.
And then you're bumping along and you're like, all right, I'm going to play this.
You're not tricked by this. What is this siren song?
The beat is so wacky. It's hilarious. Yeah, it's like the wacky noise of the beat is really driving me up a wall because it just takes me back to high school on Kazaa, and I had no microphone, so I created a MySpace music and I would upload the beat and was like, if I had a mic, this is the song I would rap to.
Whereas
you weren't recording yourself rapping,
no,
you
was
would
uploading,
just beat
I was,
up.
I was uploading the beat, and it was like, these are the type of beats that I'm going to rap to eventually.
You can go to Radio Shack and get a little headset or something.
There was no way.
It was expensive back then. It was different.
Yeah. I was spending all my money on X mods, which were these RC cards you can customize.
Oh yeah.
And they were. My dad would give me $20 a week for lunch, and it was $40, so I didn't eat for 2 weeks.
Oh my god. Your mods look crazy.
My friends were keeping me alive.
Jealous.
And straight. Yeah. Just really It is funny because, like, my perception of myself in high school, I always pictured myself as, like, a bigger guy, or I always felt bigger. And I look back and I was like, I was skinny. And I'm like, probably because I wasn't eating, because I was saving money for RC cars. And Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
But you were spending wisely by going free on the beats, you know? Spend money on the beats.
Yeah, never spend money on the beats, but also don't buy a microphone to actually rap over the beats.
You had the aspiration to rap, not the tools.
And I understand Holy Stepping probably technically has a better beat.
Yeah.
Musically, maybe has more going for it. But does it have the Thundercats and Pokemon breakdancing?
Great point.
In the song.
Right.
Does it have Charizard laying out cardboard?
Also, that's another thing in the story that you're telling. You're not painting the picture. You're just telling me things that are being done. But, like, what does it look like? Which Pokemon? Like, what is happening?
I mean, Transformers hopped in and started pop locking. G.I. Joe and Johnny Bravo chilling and just watching because they like to watch. I get it. You want more color in there. You want more geography, location. Give us a scene. Give us a setting.
Right.
Caroline, should we change our guest intro song from Sing Your Praise to the Lord to All Right, Friends and Folks?
Here we go.
You may know him from his podcast, Maximum Film.
Step on up. That's the beat of someone who has had, like, a well-adjusted life their whole life, you know? He had nothing to struggle.
This is the beat that, like, Julia Stiles would dance to in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Hayden Panettiere.
We all remember what Julia Stiles looked like dancing.
And we were all like, that was so good. We thought that was incredible.
Jessica Alba and Honey.
At the time.
Oh, yeah.
She was moving.
Oh, baby.
Manuel the Prophet. Can you play just a little snippet of that just to remind me?
So you can make an honest assessment?
Yeah, I want to be fair.
Yeah, no, I want us to be fair too. Of course I can play us a little snippet again.
So Ben God, he give out beat downs. Lord save me from some situations I can't keep count.
Holy Spirit, you hear the Holy Spirit.
A little room. My presence ain't no fake and I can see clowns. I can tell you when the Spirit talking, hit me deep down. God took me right up on my sins. If you have patience, he'll finish the line, you know, just give him some time.
Yeah, just wait. Just wait a little bit. He'll get there. So what are we thinking? How are we feeling? How are we leaning on this voting wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I know where iffy's at.
I'm looking through the lore. Not really
the
liking
lore.
The because I get coming at the South Park kids, they're bad. But you were also just driving with Bart Simpson, who he needs Jesus. You didn't say anything to him.
Whoa.
Let's see. You got Johnny Bravo just chilling and watching. He's a womanizer. You're not talking to him.
Right.
I think Bart belongs to a different church. I think he's already all set religious wise. Oh yeah, he's got a he goes to church with Tom, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, this gets annoying.
Yeah, he is really sporadic about who he's spreading the gospel to or not, and Emmanuel does not discriminate.
Do the Transformers even need to be saved? Like, do we need
that's
to
such a good point,
right?
They're just robots in circuit boards.
And this is the convert sweet guy. Hey Dex, come here. This is the conversation we're having now. What?
Beautiful.
Now that's God stepping.
Yeah.
God. That's what I call God stepping.
Dexter was holy stepping out on this podcast.
Holy stepping. I said it wrong.
Yeah.
Clearly it made a mark on Iffy.
Yeah, I'm looking through these lyrics.
One minute, man. That's what that beat sounds like. The KJ521.
It sounds like what?
Yeah. Well, also, now that Kevin has brought to my attention, it really does bug me. Why are you talking about the Power Rangers? You go from G.I. Joe to the Power Rangers.
Power Rangers are people.
Those are people now.
Elmo is people.
Yeah, they wouldn't
Elmo's
be
a person.
Just kicking it. It would just be the kids hanging out.
So already he's failing.
Also, he said he won the open mic. You don't win open mics.
I think it was a rap showdown. It was
maybe
like
it was an open battle mic.
Yeah,
these are the details that like should be in the song if he wants me to follow along.
Like there should be verses of like there was a cash prize, but I didn't enter.
Right.
I signed my name down.
Here were the rules. Ground rules.
In the
rules.
Center of the Yeah.
It started at 2. It ended at 5.
You couldn't go over. You had to drive. All of that stuff. We need more details.
You had to drive.
Do I say details right? Weird?
Details.
I say details sometimes.
Yeah.
That's details. Fun. It's fancy.
Like respect.
It's all in the details.
Because you don't say respect.
Exactly.
Right? So I feel like my logic's pretty sound.
Yeah.
Defense.
Well, I guess you do say defense. I like
Moron.
All right. All right. How are we voting on this song?
Yeah, I'm sending KJ52 as the worst.
Okay. That's Iffy's vote. Caroline, what say you?
I think KJ had some more color. I would say, like I said, he was...
Which is very funny to say about KJ.
Can I retract things on a podcast live? He had a colorful story.
Yeah, because Bart Simpson's yellow.
We've got cartoons, whatever. It's very fanciful, I guess. It's a flight of the imagination. But where's the struggle? What's he fighting against?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Where's that big toe?
He was literally asleep this entire song.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, he was asleep.
He was asleep.
It was all a
dream.
Also,
how old was he? Was probably like 35 when he wrote this. Grow up. Grow up.
Do y'all remember the last thing you dreamt about?
Oh, yeah.
Recently?
Yeah, a couple of days ago, yeah. I dreamt I was on a ski lift, a one-person ski lift, floating through the skies, going up and down through the clouds.
Ooh, that's nice.
I was very high up, but I wasn't scared. I didn't know where I was going, but I felt at peace with where I was going.
Whoa.
And perhaps KJ52 could make a meal out of that dream. What's the last thing you dreamt about, Caroline? Uh-oh.
It's so, I'm annoyed because I remember telling Nathan, but now I can't remember what it was, so...
Well,
there's my big story.
I will say my last dream was I saw a picture on Instagram and then I woke up.
Just a picture?
Well, no, there were certain people in the picture. We don't need to get into all the details of that.
Well, your big secret picture.
I will say, though, the dream before that, someone broke into my home and started drawing something on my fridge. And when I confronted them about it, they started choking me. And then I looked into their eyes and their eyes started going every which direction.
Jesus.
And that was scary.
That is scary. Yeah. Oh, my God. And they were choking you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that dream felt bad.
You need to get this Elmo out of the house.
No, he's protecting me.
I don't
think
so.
It's because the candle wasn't lit that I had that dream.
I think he's sending him straight in. He's like, come on in, guys. He's like doing air traffic control directly to your brain.
Yeah. And all the monsters are like,
right this way. It's letting all the demons in.
All right, what's your vote on this?
Yeah, I think KJ52 is the worst song.
Yeah.
The worser. Of the two.
Well, it doesn't even matter how I feel.
Oh, it matters.
Hey, speaking of demons at the door.
God, literally.
Yeah.
Here comes your next
dream.
There
was a little slam, so, he's not out of pocket for doing that.
Yeah.
You know what? For the sake of fairness, and I was really trying to be fair when evaluating these songs, I'm a sucker for any, I love Bart.
Right.
Like, Bart means a lot to me. As, a fellow rebel... A dreamer.
Yeah, a maverick.
A rapscallion. And so when you include someone like that in a song, I'm like, that speaks to me in a different way. But I do have to concede Tiffy's point. There's not enough story here. The arc is like, this guy was like, I went to a rap battle, ? With all my cartoon friends, and I'm awesome. And then I won because of Jesus. And then I woke up. Because at least Emmanuel's saying there's struggle here. I was shot.
Read about it
on Substack.
There's
a lot more going on in terms of conflict. So I will concede. Mm. Holy Steppin', I think, is the better song.
Yeah.
So
Holy Steppin'.
Unanimous vote. Okay, we figured it out.
Yeah. You know, and I got to say, Holy Steppin' is the one song that feels like it's trying to preach gospel. And this one's like, I did it in a dream.
I dreamt about it.
It was in a dream.
This is KJ saying I saw an Instagram in my dream, and Bart Simpson was
He didn't even
Instagram.
Take it seriously.
How much
gospel?
How much do you think you have to say about KJ until he has a rap song against y'all.
About me?
Yeah.
About us? Ooh. Yeah. Should that be our 2024 goal?
Oh, I was going to say that could be our, we do a second service format where we write a song in 30 minutes or less.
Yeah.
So let's write a diss track against KJ52. Yeah. And I'll see his ass at the Dove Awards.
Okay, wow.
Finish this.
Man, we'll do a showdown. So for now, KJ52, Cartoon Network, you are the champion of the worst Christian song of all time.
I made you a champion.
Remember Allison Janney?
Oh, I remember. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about her.
You were?
Yeah.
I wore a hat that she gave a friend of mine the other day. And that's my story. All right.
I'm sticking to it.
All right, now we're bringing it down. We're dimming the lights in here. We're lighting the candles. And if you're on other shows, you might promote yourself or plug your projects. We're not here to do that. We're here to lift them up to the Lord. And that includes our social media handles, our projects, and perhaps something that we're enjoying in the secular culture. The last great thing that we watched, or that we saw, that we read, that we listened to, etc. We'll start with Caroline.
You can lift me up at Caroline's Farts. Always praying, holy stepping over there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know any other way to step. And I'm going to lift up a movie I just watched on the airplane called Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Came out recently. So freaking good. Yeah, when I watched it, I was like, oh, Kevin's going to love this. And he's going to ruin it.
What? What?
I'm kidding.
No, you're not. Oh, my God.
I was like, Kevin's going to take this for me.
Like I took Little Women from you?
Yeah, you did.
What evidence do you have of that?
Look,
there's a poster
this
right behind you.
You know, I loved it. And I was like, I cannot wait till Naomi's old enough to like for me to be like, check this thing out. You might like it.
Oh.
Wait. Hey. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That would be, because I mean, it's so you know, good. Her mom is Jewish, and my mom is a Christian minister. So
the themes are there. Yeah, actually, a lot of religious themes in that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
She's
trying to
report on religion, where religion's kind of tearing her family apart in some ways.
I mean, if you're surprised by religion in the movie called Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Yeah, true. So sweet, though, and so good, and just a joy to watch. And the kids are phenomenal.
The kids are
I was like, how did they get these performances from these children? They were like perfect.
And if you need an in, that Benny Safdie guy is in Oppenheimer. So there you go.
Okay, now I care about Oppenheimer.
And you see his bleached butthole, but it has a lot of sunscreen on it.
Man, back to back.
Yeah.
Graphic movie.
That'd be crazy if Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret ended the same way.
Like, what's happening?
Movies.
They're all ending.
So honest, though.
That's one of my favorite Rachel McAdams performances is in that movie. Mm-hmm. She's so good.
She's so good. I mean, she's the best.
Ooh. All right. Thanks, Caroline. We turn it to Iffy.
Hey. Yeah, I'm a lift up Iffy Wadiway on Twitter and Instagram. Definitely go there. Follow my broadcast, which is a weird thing. To say, but the broadcast.
Oh, I got an alert for this today. Yeah. Sorry, just jerked all the cords.
But that is how I'm sending out all my shows now, because I think that's the only way Instagram is letting me communicate to people who want to see that type of stuff.
I'm so sorry, I'm behind. What is the broadcast?
So broadcast is like in your messages, you can send it specifically to your followers, and it's just like a one-way communication tool. So like, say you're like, new GCF out Friday, they will directly get that, and you can include the link, and it'll it helps it not get lost in the
feed.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so it's a way for people to get alerted directly,
and you can do like voice messages, polls, things like that. So it's like
wow, I always learn from you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
that's
you.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, you can lift me up at Kevin T. Porter everywhere, and I'll lift up the Bottoms. I saw Bottoms.
Last night. Speaking of buttholes.
About to go see it this week.
Yet another.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. True, like, go see it in a very packed theater, as I did by myself last night, and then I found out later that no less than 12 people I know were at the same screening. It was packed, so we didn't see each other.
Dang.
Isn't that funny, though?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I never go to the movies alone anymore.
Yeah.
And then
it's
I do, and then
crew.
Even then, boom. Yeah, you weren't alone.
But genuinely very funny. Our friend Io, who we all still keep in touch with her. Yeah. We launched her on this podcast 4 years ago in that movie. So go support her little film. And, you know, do her a favor. Get out there. Genuinely very funny. Marshawn Lynch in that movie is very funny.
I'm excited.
Oh, it's very funny in that. You can lift us up at Christian Fun Pod everywhere. Go to patreon.com/goodchristianfun for more good Christian fun. And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Every review you leave, we donate $1 to charity. Oh, and listen to Iffy's Maximum Film Podcast, in which Caroline was a guest.
Yeah.
And she talked about Women Be Talking.
Yeah, we'll have to get you on the board.
I would love to. Anytime.
Yeah, come in. We'll lift you up.
Iffy, thanks for lifting us up today on the show.
Iffy, thank you so much.
What a blast.
Always
made the journey here.
After the enemy tested you getting here, the Lord delivered you and provided.
Yeah. I should have been holy driving, but I wasn't.
Nice.
And there's nothing left to say except for, okay, I love you, Emma. Amen. Now watch this drive. And let's go out with, perhaps most appropriately, let's go out with the diss track. Dear Slim by KJ52.
Yo, Dear Slim, I never wrote you or been calling. My name ain't Stan, son. Nah, we never met. My name's KJ. Let me begin by introducing now.
Who should I write a song to?
Carly Rae.
Yeah, I should.
Love letter.
I would love to. All right, we'll see you next week. Goodbye. And every word I'm writing down upon the dotted lines. See, I heard your first album's called Infinite. I heard it. I shook my head because nowadays you sounded different. That was a HeadGum Podcast.